Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Sorry I'm running late. Anyway, tonight we're going to have an exciting show, so please grab a pen and piece of paper. And I want to thank Richard, Joey Matrician, Scott, and Patricia Shriver, Sean Doc Farrell, and Diana Anderson for running our radio board. And hello, my name is Gary Shaw. I'm your host this evening. We're going to have a very exciting, fun time, lots of information, so please grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and get ready to get excited about some technology, innovation, revolutionary cutting-edge technology by Nikola Tesla. Now, I also want to thank my business partner, friend, mentor, and that is Professor Herb Samuels. Herb has an MBA in business, psychology degree, marketing degree, speech degree, and is known for weed walks. So let's give it up for Herb Samuels. You hear Herb?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Very good. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We're going to be very brief, cover an awful lot of information, which, in my opinion, if you act on it, it is going to impact your life in so many different ways. Let's talk about a little bit of history. Nikola Tesla, young man, came to America in 1900 or so. He began to kind of get some ripples in the pond. He came up with some amazing futuristic ideas. Actually, in 1895, he predicted that automobiles would be self-driving. In fact, there's a brand today, you may have heard of the Tesla brand, and it is owned by Elon Musk, the richest man on the world, and he basically named his brand the Tesla because Mr. Tesla was such a futurist. He had so many really cool ideas and developed so many theoretical projects that were going to have impact on the world. We're going to be talking about some of his work and development in the segment of his life that transpired in about the 1920s. And it just took us about 100 years to figure out some practical application of those ideas. And I believe you, like me, when you hear them for the first time this evening, you're going to scratch your head and say, that's not possible. It can't be. Well, it is. And we're going to prove it. And then let's jump ahead about 100 years. We leave Mr. Tesla to the theoretical pioneering work that he did, and we move on to a young man in New Hampshire. His name is Mike Hassler. He was invited to the Tesla convention, and he went. But there was a little catch that his dad put in place before he did go, and that was, Mike, yeah, no problem, you can go, but I'm going with you. And that's exactly what happened. Rick Hassler, who had recently sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company for big bucks to Kyocera, went with his son, Mike. And at the event, they attended the lectures and the breakouts and certainly were impacted by some amazing theoretical work from some of the most esoteric minds in the world. Well, they came back to the United States after that convention, and Rick, a very seasoned, successful businessman, pigeonholed what he had heard because it sounded like science fiction to him. It sounded like, you know, maybe in 50 years there will be some reason to pay attention to that. But for now, that's craziness. That's, you know, beam me up, Scotty kind of stuff. And that's where he left it, but his son Mike didn't leave it there at all. In fact, he said to his dad, to his dad's non-belief, that specifically, I believe I could develop something practical, and I believe that I could impact the world with these developments. And his dad looked at him, did a double take, double, triple take, and he said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, Dad, you know, there was some really amazing information presented at that convention. and I'm going to work on it, develop something. At that point, his dad said, what do you need, Mike? And he said, money, Dad. And at that point, Rick said, for what? And Mike started to spell it out. I need some state-of-the-art computer equipment. I need some specific equipment to work with blue light energy. I need the ability to impact storage devices with energy. I need the ability to isolate frequencies. I need the ability to work with obvious solutions in embed frequencies. And he went on and on. And Rick's thinking, holy cow, what does this kid want? You know, world? Does he want all my money? And at that point, Rick said, are you sure? And Mike said, I got it, Dad. And then he said, this is going to be pretty expensive. And Mike said, hey, it's going to be a drop in the bucket based upon what we're able to create. And with that, Rick gave him the checkbook, and that was where history began to change. Mike acquired the equipment, went to work, began to do very, very vigilant research and development. In a relatively short period of time, he came up with an idea that was patentable. They filed for that patent, since having received it, along with five other patents. And here is where the first patent kind of takes us into the future. We all understand, or at least some of us understand, that we have the ability to understand the sourcing of everything in this world down to energy. And according to Nikola Tesla, it was quantum resonating energy, and we can isolate specific frequencies from any given source. And when we do that, we can embed them into storage devices, and that's the second part of the patent. So we isolate a frequency, and that could be the window you're looking through. That could be a vitamin or a mineral. It could be a specific component of a plant. It could be your eyeball. It could be your kidney. Everything resonates a specific frequency. And then we embed that frequency into various modalities that will hold that energy. And over the last 8 years, this particular research and development, this innovative company, have picked substrates that they find to work extremely reliably, holograms and carbon striated fiber materials, layered carbon fiber. And the great thing about those particular materials is that they hold the energy without it morphing or changing in any way. And the third part of the original patent is that once we have embedded the frequencies into one of these storage devices, and for simplicity's sake, I'm going to refer to them as batteries because we could all relate to the fact that batteries hold energy. In this particular case, it's a little different kind of energy. It's quantum resonating energy, but it's still a battery nonetheless. So the third part, in the miracle part or the magic part, is that anything with a energy field, and that would be specifically plants, animals, and humans, when they come into the proximity, when they are indeed, you know, influenced by one of these batteries or the energy within one of these batteries, they take on the benefit as if they had consumed the original energy emanating source, or as if they had been exposed to the original source emanating the energy. What did I just say? Is that even remotely a possibility in our world? No way. You know, maybe in 50 years, we'll be able to get the benefits of plants and the benefits of minerals and vitamins from energy only. Well, that patent was granted. That became a possibility in this world, and now there are many practical applications that will provide everybody listening to this information major benefit in your life. The first one was something that the company called Leap, and it has continually morphed and improved over time. It's a little Band-Aid looking hologram. It's a peel and stick. You put one on where it hurts. And it holds the energy and it continually resonates that energy for up to 72 hours, 3 days. And then you peel it off and stick another one on. And what it does is it provides relief, relief from stress and anxiety, relief from physical discomfort, relief from indigestion, relief from nausea, and so much more that a lot of people are challenged with on occasion, or some people chronically challenged. Simply placing one of these batteries in an area of discomfort, and you're going to experience something very rapidly relative to your body beginning to handle this energy in a fashion that it relieves the complication. Does it get any simpler than that? You know, when you normally have some discomfort, you may go to the pharmacy, or you may go to your box store and you purchase something, or you go to the doctor, or you go to the hospital and they prescribe something that masks the symptoms of that discomfort. Well, this is so much more beneficial. It's the natural process. It's the energy healing modality of your body. And by overcoming some of the blockages in your body, the energy blockages with these modalities, you will see some things that you won't even be able to believe, even though it's occurring in your own body. Perfectly safe for the youngest individual on the planet, the oldest geriatric, and everybody in between. And again, sounds awfully crazy to me, but maybe this will help you to relate a little better. And that is, we know that the sun has quantum energy being generated continuously, which impacts every mammal on the planet. In fact, when you're exposed to sun energy, your body begins to develop vitamin D3. It will never overdose on the development of that vitamin D3 based upon sun exposure. And it is a miraculous principle in which it works reliably in every single mammal. Even blind individuals get the benefit of this process. And we now have the ability in batteries to do the same thing. Some of the other modalities that have been developed over the years since 2012 are nitric oxide, nitro patch. And that battery specifically allows the body to stimulate the natural production of nitric oxide. You, as a mammal, produce large amounts of nitric oxide when you are at your peak of health. And unfortunately, as we get older, we don't necessarily produce the same amounts. In fact, typically by the time somebody's age 40, they've already lost 30% production. By the time they're 50, they lose about another 20%. And after that, it's a horrible reality in which we are racing to the bottom of the mountain. The bottom of the mountain is what we used to refer to as the natural aging process. Nothing natural about it. It is just the epiphany of degradation. It's because you haven't figured out how to keep your body functioning at the optimal levels that you had when you were youthful. Well, now with these nitro patches, you can simply put one on and it will stimulate natural nitric oxide production for 72 hours. Peel off that one, put another one on, and you will see your levels, and we could test this. There are test strips for nitric oxide levels within your body. You'll see them go back to higher and higher levels of production. And why is that important? Well, there was a 1998 Nobel Physics Prize won by a pharmacologist that was pioneering the importance of nitric oxide in mammals. And what we know is that it is a natural vasculator. It literally opens up your arteries and your veins in such a fashion that they disseminate more effectively food components, nutrients, and oxygen. Did you hear what I just said? Oxygen dissemination to every cell in your body. How important is that? Well, think about it. If you don't think it's very important, well, prove it yourself. Quit breathing for a while. See how that works out. And on the other side, if you want to really see the benefits of oxygen, add some oxygen. Hyperventilate or get an oxygen tank. Turn it up and just suck on it for a little while and see how things begin to perform better throughout your entire body. Mental clarity and focus, physical activity and rapid recovery from exertion. If you're in some kind of competitive sport, if you indeed could, you know, ask an athlete that has, you know, some kind of supplement routine going on to boost nitric oxide production, they'll tell you triple the pump and half the recovery time. And in the bedroom, don't you want to perform at your best? If you're running a marathon, don't you want to be able to run and then have quick recovery after that marathon? In anything else in your life. We have other simple batteries that have so much impact on everyday experience. We have an immunity battery. It will absolutely stimulate much better immune response. How important is that? Well, in this day and time and with the challenges going on in the world, immunity can be the difference, you know, the epiphany of having a high or a viable immune response can be the difference between life and death. What do you prefer? And we have one for body sculpting. It's called Burn. If you want to lose some inches and pounds, if you want to get some chemicals that have accumulated in your system to begin the natural detox process, if you want to eliminate some cravings for things that probably aren't very good for you on a chronic basis, like sugars and carbohydrates, you can simply put these burn patches and use them regularly. All of these modalities are unconditionally guaranteed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So there is no financial risk in trying any of them. If you're a first-time listener this evening, you're going to be rewarded with three of these three-day batteries of your choice. So enjoy the experience of proving these to yourself. We have one called CBD, cannabidiol. CBD is one of the fastest growing consumer products in the world, and the reason for that is that it impacts a system in the body called the endocannabinoid system, which brings everything back to balance. Balance of your hormones, balance of your nervous system, balance of your cardiovascular system, balance of your digestive system. How important is it to be in balance? Well, it's, again, everything when it comes to optimal health. And the endocannabinoid system plays an integral part in guiding your body back to homeostasis. You want that to happen all the time. We have two different versions of our CBD batteries. We have one that's a peel and stick, the three-day version, and we have one looks like a dog tag. It's guaranteed unconditionally for an entire year. It will last much longer. And it resonates the frequency of CBD on a continuous basis so that you indeed begin to derive those healthful benefits. If you happen to have a CDL, commercial driver's license, if you happen to be active in the military, if you happen to be a veteran, if you happen to work for the federal government, state government, school districts, and you have restrictions relative to the use of CBD, no such restrictions apply to ours because ours have no chemical content, energy only. The energy is derived from full spectrum organic CBD. Doesn't get any better. You don't have to deal with the fillers or the flavorings or, you know, any of the complications that lead to denigration of its effect. You know, in other words, when they add flavoring to CBD, it weakens its impact on the endocannabinoid system. And then when you're taking a CBD, you have to figure out how many milligrams is relevant, you know, to trigger your system that may have been dormant for a long time, maybe your entire life. And you have to figure out what frequency to take that particular product, every 2 hours, every 3 hours, every 5 hours, what is ideal for you? And are you going to get up during the night and take it five times or four times? Well, that's all up to you, but we have something that works much more efficiently in that our batteries of CBD resonate consistently and continuously. Then we have other things that are absolutely life-altering. Sleep batteries. We have one called Wow, and it literally is. If you want extra energy and mental clarity and focus, you want to get rid of some discomfort, you want to get rid of some stiffness going on for one reason or another in your body, try the Wow. And we have others. We'll talk about those probably in the later session of this call in which we hear people's experience using them. So stick on board to hear, you know, results that people are getting. And the other things I'm going to talk about very briefly, one is the EMF shield, electromagnetic frequency, something that is a part of our modern society. A lot of devices, and we have a report that you can basically get for free and look over the various items in your personal realm of exposure on a daily basis that are impacting you negatively. And get back to the individual who invited you here tonight, and they'll show you how to get that report. But what EMF does is that it interferes with the normal functioning of your energy fields. Chronic exposure, very, very dangerous. Some people are really receptive to the effects of EMF, and they feel it quite often. It impacts their life on a daily basis. Could be, you know, maybe they can't sleep the way that they would like to. It could be maybe they have, you know, some kind of upset stomach or nervousness. Or sometimes, you know, some people break out in welts and hives and rashes, and it can be different for different people. A lot of people just have brain fog. They can't focus. And there are really serious diseases that are associated with chronic exposure. If you want that report, get back to the individual who invited you. They'll guide you to the evidence. Don't take our word for it. Review the scientific peer-reviewed studies, and you'll understand this is nothing to be ignored, especially if you have children and grandchildren. Protect them. These simple EMF shields, you stick them on the devices that are emitting EMF, like your cell phone, your router, your laptop, your notebook, and it goes on and on. Protect everybody that you care about. We have an immensely valuable technology called a food freshness card. And having one of those will save you a ton of money. Most of us have many, 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 many of those because there are so many applications beyond food freshness that they serve. And again, you'll probably hear some of them in the testimonials, but the facts are that the frequencies embedded in this particular technology, patented, serve to slow down the development of mold, fungi, and bacteria. Therefore, foods exist 50% longer fresh. You won't have to throw out those things in your refrigerator, you know, the spinach that spoils so quickly, the red raspberries that begin to mold, the bread that becomes stale, the donuts that you can't even bite the next day after you purchase them. Well, with freshness cards, you'll see that you'll get real value out of the things that you're purchasing. And if you don't have it, you're just burning money needlessly. The final item I'm going to talk about is an earthing card. Unique technology, extremely valuable in so many aspects of improving your vitality and your health. It is something that you carry with you. It looks like a credit card. It's made out of carbon fiber. Holds the frequencies for at least a year. It's guaranteed unconditionally for a year. And I have one that's about 3 years old, and it's still holding the vibrating frequencies as efficiently as the original embedding was in effect 3 years ago. The nice thing about having one of these is that it has the earthing frequency embedded in it, and as a consequence, you can immediately begin to experience the benefits. We can demonstrate those, and that's pretty simple. You can indeed do muscle testing, and you'll see that you become stronger, have better range of motion, have better balance. A lot of people sense mental clarity and focus, a feeling of well-being, a calming feeling, a feeling of over, you know, just a general body and mind feeling of feeling much, much better, much more vibrancy. It is amazing to have one of these in your hands, and I highly recommend that you experiment with one as soon as you can get your hands on it so that you can indeed see the benefits. And also, these cards have frequencies that mitigate the complications of 3G, 4G, 5G, dirty electricity. So, you know, you put the EMF shields on individual devices within, you know, your energy fields to protect yourself. But there are things that you can't see. You know, the 32,000 satellites that are being deployed by Elon Musk to get 5G around the world efficiently. The towers that are broadcasting 5G, 4G, 3G, they have so many pernicious effects on the human body, your animals and plants. In fact, if you want to kind of play around and experience EMF at its best, try to, you know, kind of put some water in your microwave oven and just turn it on for a while and then water your plants. Watch them die. I could talk a lot about, you know, different benefits from all the different batteries, but I'm going to move on. And that is very simply, these unique patented technologies serve the perfect solution for so many complications in our world. So much better than putting poisons and chemicals into your body. So much better than worrying about, you know, frequencies of dosage with some kind of chemical poison. So much simpler than having to worry about, you know, taking some kind of supplements or, you know, getting some kind of a surgery or doing something to mitigate maybe some weight loss benefits or inch loss benefits. And every one of them has, you know, dramatic advantages over what typically are commonly used today to solve our challenges. So what does that mean? Means opportunity, because very few people in the world have ever heard of anything even remotely close to what you just heard. There is literally unlimited opportunity here. And if you choose, you can become a brand partner. Doesn't cost anything, so there is no financial risk of any kind. And as a brand partner, you have the ability to share this information with others. Doesn't mean you have to explain anything like I just did. In fact, don't do that. I happen to do it because I like doing it. I happen to do it because I was a college professor. I happen to do it because I've taken more than 1 million people on weed walks around the world, and I've taught them things that have changed their lives. And I enjoy every second of it. But for you, just become a good inviter. Invite people to this information, and you can invite them to this radio blog show. We do it 5 nights a week. You can invite them to our webinar, which we do Tuesday night and on Saturday. You can invite them to the archives of these blog talk radio shows or the webinars. We have videos that cover every topic that I spoke about. And by doing so, once you're a brand partner, when people decide to make a buying decision, you're going to earn money. Without spending any money, you could earn money instantly and often. If you choose, and I highly recommend it, purchase a package. You can buy inexpensive packages that have extreme value for $99. You can get a little more serious, get all the products in the product line packages. They run about $399. And you can get all the inventory you want in huge packages if you're a practitioner or if you're somebody that has a restaurant or a retail store. And you can get so much additional value by buying in bulk. So those are all options. When you buy a package, you open up other channels of income. And again, optionally, you don't have to if you don't choose to, but J. Paul Getty said it best, would you rather have 100% of your own efforts if you have one retail store? Would you like to be limited to, you know, whatever you could sell out of that retail store? Or would you like to be able to leverage that and have multiple stores and eventually hundreds of stores and eventually thousands of stores around the world? And we are a global company. We now have 11 distribution centers around the world. And I highly recommend that you develop whatever you aspire to develop, because there is no limit. And by doing so, you indeed can leverage your time with other people's times, with other retailers' efforts, with the ability to, you know, save floral shops and little produce stores and restaurants a lot of money around the world and be able to earn additional income based upon their sharing their success with other people. So that certainly is on the table. Get back to the individual who invited you here. Begin the process. Become a brand partner immediately. Do not procrastinate. You could begin earning today. You could begin, you know, developing leverage even before you earn money if you choose by introducing this information to others that indeed will embrace it. It's up to you. There are no limits. There are no caps on your potential income. And the amount of impact that you can have by sharing these batteries with other people is something that the world needs, and they need it now, and they need your help. We all need your help. We all need to work together to begin to make this a better planet. So please get back to the individual who invited you here and get started ASAP. With that, Gary?
Thank you, Irv. Splendid job once again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard one of the best presentations and educational information that there is on this planet. So let's see who has any questions, and let's see who is brand new so we can give away some free samples, a 9-day supply, and let's see if anybody actually has won a 20-day, 4-day supply. So what we're going to do is we're going to call out the last four. Richard's going to call out the last four digits of your telephone number. Here's what we need for you to qualify. We need only your first name. Now, you can say your whole name, but please speak slowly so we can write down. That way, if you ever call back in, we know who you are. Second, we like to know what state you're calling from. And honestly, the most important thing we want to know is the person that invited you first and last name or their website. Basically, they gave you their user information because they win, too. Not only do you win, but the person that invited you, they win as well. So with that, Richard, do you have anyone that has actually pressed 1? Ladies and gentlemen, press 1 again in the queue. If you've got testimonials, go ahead and press 1. We'll mix it up a little bit tonight. Everyone, go ahead and press the 1 and get into the queue. Hang on. We're going to basically take them one at a time and take some notes on what some people are saying. Richard.
Okay, no one has pressed 1 yet. If you've got a guest on with you tonight, make sure you press 1 so you get in the queue quick here. Other than that, anyone who wants to share a story, share your latest experience with the products or anything, just click 1. Okay, we've got 3139. 3139. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Ronald from Planet Earth, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Just wanted to give a testimony about the Earthing Plus card that I received, in a contest. I didn't even have to pay for it. That was kind of the beauty of it. But I want to let everybody know that's listening how to test this card. This is what I did to make sure I knew it worked for just one thing, and that was extra strength. I'm about 5'7", 175 pounds, and very athletic. And wrestled, played football, MMA, all that stuff. You know what I mean? So what I did is I got a 40-pound curl weight, and I made sure the card was nowhere near me. I picked up the weight, and I did a curl with it, and I could feel how tough 40 pounds was to curl one time, right? Then I curled it 2 times. Then I did it 3 times, and it was pretty tough, you know? I'm not a huge guy. I'm not really as strong as, you know, some of these bigger guys. And anyway... And then I went and set the weight down, and I went and got the earthing card. And I put it in my left hand, and I held on to it for about 2 minutes, and then I put it in my pocket. And I picked that same 40 pounds up, and I could do it probably 10 times easier. I wrapped off about 7 reps, 40-pound weight of a curl with ease, no problem. So I knew right there for a fact that it made me stronger. And anybody out there could do that for themselves. And that's just one thing it does. It does all kinds of things. It makes my drinks taste better. It makes my food taste better. It helps protect me from EMF radiation and my, my animals and anybody around me within 3 feet. This does a lot, but I wanted to share my testimony about how much stronger it can make you. And, you know, everybody's always looking for extra energy and strength. So I just wanted to share that with everybody tonight.
Put it in water yet, Ronald, to get you the energized water? You know, if you take and run water over it, or if you feed your cat and then and put two bowls out and basically put that, leave that card, put it about 10 feet away, drop your card in the water for your cat water, and then put the other water, and then just let your cat choose on which one to go to. I bet you 9 out of 10 times your cat will go to the energized water, and it does this exact same thing for you. You can drop it in your tub when you're taking a bath, and the water just does wonders to your skin because it absorbs. Anything liquid will absorb the energy out of that card. So you ought to try drinking you some water with the Energize, or you can take bottled water and just sit on top of it. You can do the same thing with coffee, hot chocolate. Anything liquid will absorb the energy of that card, and now you can have energized water.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Gary, it's funny you mentioned that. I went to Walmart and bought some really cheap gallon glass containers with a spout on them for like lemonade, I think they were for. Anyway, I don't drink a bunch of stuff. I usually just drink water, purified water with, structured type water with the card energizing it. And with the test I did for my cat, actually, I put 7 different bowls down for him, tried to confuse him. And he found the energized water right off the bat. He ain't dumb. Boy, he was quick, too, and he wouldn't drink the other ones. But what I do is I take the two glass containers I have, and I pour one into the other as I pour it over the card. So I took your advice on that. You told me to do that before, and that was one of the first experiments I did. But, you know, I wanted to find out about the strength. I'm like, does grounding really make you stronger? And, boy, did I find out, you know. And everybody likes a little more strength. You know, and then I'm just trying to find out all kinds of different things that this thing does. I mean, it's the power of Mother Earth in your hands. That's just amazing. It blows my mind. I mean, I carry it everywhere. I tell everybody about it. People tell me to shut up all the time. I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm going to go tell someone else that cares goodbye. You know, I go to someone else, and they're like, oh, wow, I'm fascinated. How do I get one of those? So, you know, not everybody's into it, but the people that are, they're instantly attracted to it because there's so much of a health problem out there. You know, this thing is all about health. It's the healing powers of Mother Earth embedded in it, the energy and frequencies. And, you know, I guess on a disclaimer, I don't tell anybody it cures anything or anything like that. I say just check it out. You know, check into it and see for yourself how great it is.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ronald, for calling in tonight. We appreciate that testimonial. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
you heard from Ronald Ostergaard.
So you've heard from one about the earthing card. Press one if you got a question, if you got a comment, if you got a suggestion, if you got a gripe, if you got a testimonial. We like to hear from everybody. Just press one. While we're waiting, Richard, for somebody to press one, you want to tell anybody about the Nitro or the Food Freshness card? And then I'll tell mine while we're waiting on somebody.
Okay. Food Freshness card, first trial with that. We had put it in a refrigerator, of course, right away. And Joy went out on a Thursday and bought 2 pounds of organic red grapes. On Friday, we left for a week's vacation down in Orlando and got there and discovered we had left the grapes behind. So we got back the following Friday afternoon, and those grapes were just like they were day one that we bought them. Crisp, fresh fruit, nothing grown on them at all. So we've been utilizing that in our card. And then along came about September or so, and we had a call with Dr. Marie now in France. And she told us about how she had been using the Food Freshness card for so many months, for the whole year, on people, her son and people who came in for Reiki treatments and shared all of the different uses there. So Joy and I both started sleeping with our cards under our pillow and under our sheets and stuff, and found that we got even a deeper sleep, in my case, than I did with the sleep patches. So it added a whole other level of sleep depth for me. So we utilize those cards. Oh, if we're eating something, it's under that. If we're drinking out of a glass or anything like that, we have the food freshness card there. I'll often have one behind me when I'm sitting someplace, if I'm going to be sitting for a while. So utilizing them quite a lot. The nitro, when I first used that, now I've been using a nitro oxide supplement, a supplement that produces that, for 10 years, and had really good results with that. I put a pair of nitros on my wrist when I went out to trim the hedges in the front of the house, and I completed that whole job and cleaned up, and I actually had more energy. I didn't get tired, and the bushes are really deep, so it means using electric trimmer at full extension with my two arms to get to the back and everything, and up and down and front, all over the place. But I actually had the energy when I finished with that. So both Joy and I really love wearing the nitro throughout the day, every day. It's a normal patch on our body. So back to you, Gary.
Yes, sir. And
I got Joy.
I own a trucking company.
Hold on, Gary. Save that. I've got the most important person I have to click on.
Yes.
Go ahead, Joy.
You better.
Hi.
We don't hear. Here we go. Go ahead.
I couldn't have him
do
all the talking. Hi, can you hear me?
I know. Yes, ma'am. We can.
Yeah, I didn't want Dick to do all the talking, you know. So. Yeah. Here's my testimonial. This is the best company I've ever been involved in, and I've been doing networking for 20 to 25 years, and this is amazing. When Richard first introduced it to me, he was only checking it out for a product he heard about, but then when we started listening to the calls, we really got excited. I'm telling you, I have felt better than I ever felt in my life using all of these different modalities. I love them all. Now, the earthing card, that was great testimonial, Ronald, by the way. And the earthing card is powerful, very powerful, because we're not earthing like we should. Most people do not. And when we wear all these rubber shoes and everything, we don't get the frequencies from the ground and the earth. Now, when I was 24, I had really critical kidney issues. And then I changed my lifestyle and I became an organic gardener. Well, I used to go out in the garden, in the dirt, and I would go barefoot. And everybody said, oh, my gosh, you're going to get bacteria in your feet. You're going to get fungus and all this. That was really far from the truth, because I was doing what I should do. And even though I didn't realize it at the time. So a lot of what I heard you, Gary, and Irv saying on the calls really resonated with me. I said, oh, wow, no wonder I have become vibrantly healthy from just, if nothing else, doing earthing by gardening in my bare feet. But I really did make a major change in my life. So when I got involved in this, I didn't have major health issues, but the thing it has done for me is it's given me vibrancy beyond what I had, and energy, and I know, Gary, you told me about the wow and how you could put that on the temples. You're writing up temple of your head. And so I woke up one morning. I don't know if it was something I ate or whatever, but I felt so draggy and muggy-headed and could not seem to get focused. So I remembered what you said about the wow, and I stuck one on each temple of my head, and it wasn't even 5, 10, 15 minutes. I don't even remember, but all that muggy head went away, and I had the most incredible surges of energy started coming on me, and I was able to do multitasking that day, which I needed to do. That's why I was concerned about the muggy head I woke up with. So that, wow, absolutely, I had the most incredible day. Now, every day is awesome because I wake up with energy. I start early. I'm up early. Dick may be in the bed till 10 or 11, but not me. My cat has me up, and I'm up and raring to go. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't mean to tell her.
Well, there are times when you drag out at 9:30, Joy.
Oh.
Now we know when I talk about 8:30, 9 o'clock,
to our bodies.
I get nothing but a, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
Well, anyway, and
I
the help
I
that we get.
I don't get a hold of him.
I know. Well, guess what, Gary? You guys help us more than anybody that we've ever had in any of the other networking clubs that we've been in, network and marketing clubs. So I want to thank you and Irv both for that. You're always there for us, so we appreciate you. And thanks again.
You're welcome, but there's an old saying, okay? If you really seriously care about people and care about your team, you're always going to make yourself available and help regardless of money, regardless of time, because it will come back to you. And that's a commitment that Irv and I made. You know, we're friends, we're partners. When we started this venture, we said we're going to do different. We're going to do this like we've always done. We're going to reach out. We're going to help our team. We're going to help our people. And I've been on the phone with you and Richard at 2 or 3 in the morning before.
I know. And you know what? We do the same with our people. We're always there for them. So your example is going a long ways. Thank you.
Well, thank you. You're a valuable part of our team. And thank you, Richard. I'll know not to call no more before 8:30 anymore.
My phone is turned off.
I know. I get the recorder.
I listen to my body. Joy listens to the cat. What can I say?
Yeah.
I listen to my body. My body says, get up
anyway,
and go.
Yes. Thank you, Joy. Great testimonial. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, press 1 if we got anybody that's new on the call. I'd like to talk about Barn while we're waiting on somebody. Of course, I can talk about them all. I've been in this since the beginning in February, and I actually wear each and every single one of our little medallions, and our, as I call them, batteries. I wear everything. I actually even have the little CBD, looks like a pet tag. So does Gage. She wears the pet tag. She's got a CBD, and she's got a wow. And she's a brindle pit bull. The only time she gets aggressive is if somebody tries to get inside my truck that she don't know. And then she tells them to get, if they open the door, she'll growl at them. And she'll tell them real quick to get out of her truck, get out of her house. But anyway, other than that, everything we got unconditionally works. It's we back it with a 30-day money-back unconditional guarantee. It every single bit of it works, but the burn, if you want to lose a little bit of weight, even if you don't want to lose weight, you should still wear at least one burn every single day. Even if you're skinny, even if you're just 100 pounds and you're 5 foot six or seven, and you're probably thinking right now, listen to me, is he nuts? Well, let me tell you why you should at least wear one burn and why everybody within the sound of my voice. And by the way, I don't know, Richard, if you've ever noticed and looked on all the different countries that click on our site from around the world. Have you ever noticed how many countries listen to us around the world? So if you're within sound of this, because we record all these calls and people from other countries can get this, every single person should be wearing at least one burn. And like I said, you're probably listening to this right now and thinking, has he lost his mind? Well, let me tell you why. Do you breathe? Do you breathe oxygen? And that answer is obviously yes. Well, step outside. It ain't clean. There's cars, there's planes, there's trucks, you know, there's semi-trucks. There's all kinds of things that pollute the air. And as you're breathing and you're outside or you're in a building and it has a filtration system or air conditioner system, you get everybody else's germs. So you need to detox every single day at least, you know, not heavily, but you need to get those toxins literally out of your body. Now, if you want to lose some weight, the burn patch does three things for you. It detoxes your body. It cleanses your mind to a degree, but it curbs your appetite. You know, I used to be the world's probably one of the biggest suckers for, cream pie. I love cream pie. You know, but now I don't eat many desserts no more. I don't crave the sugars. I don't crave the Cokes or the carbohydrates. I crave what more than anything else now is water. And I used to hate water. But when I first started this little adventure, the doctor basically told me that I was going to lose my medical card, which people say medical card. I have to have a medical card from the federal government because I own a truck and trailer, and I have to be, you know, physically fit to drive. And about 15 years ago, I was in an accident. A lady ran a red light. I caught her from the periphery of my right eye. And by the time she come through, you know, my side was green. Well, her side was red. Well, she came through, and all I remember seeing was her and two babies. And so I jerked the wheel to the left. Now, I'm loaded like at 79, just like right now. I'm 79,998 pounds with me engaged in the truck and the load of strawberries and apples and things that I have, and pears that I have that's in this truck heading to Atlanta with. Anyway, when I jerked the wheel, and you can't jerk a semi-truck and trailer is because when you do, you're normally going to tip that trailer over. Well, I didn't have nowhere to go to my left. I couldn't get around her on the left. Didn't have much room on the right, but my main mission was trying to avoid hitting her. And basically, at 70 miles, 65, 70, I did not want to basically hit her and those two babies. So I jerked the wheel to the left. All I remember seeing is a great big old telephone pole and a corner of an abandoned building. And I was already going sideways, and I couldn't do nothing because if I tried to jerk the wheel back to the left, my trailer probably would have caught her and crushed her. So I slid by her about 6-7 inches, took out the telephone pole, took out the building, slid about 35 yards, and then I went off of about an 8 to 10 foot embankment. All that trailer, all that weight came crushing down on me. It basically broke my rotator cuff, my shoulder, my hip and my right leg and my growth bone. And for over a year, I was laid up. Well, at that time, I was married to a lady that had about $1 million insurance policy on me. And she was feeding me all kinds of good stuff, things I shouldn't be eating, you know, homemade yeast rolls and breads and mashed potatoes. And she fattened me up. I thought she was going to, you know, She fattened me up to over 360-plus pounds. And at 40 years old, 45 years old, I tried everything and every kind of lotion and potions and shakes and pills that I could get my hands on trying to lose weight, and it was called the yo-yo. I'd lose a little weight, and then I'd gain it right back. Yeah, I kept taking the pills, the shakes. I'd lose a little weight, I'd gain it right back. Could never get it to stay off or continue to drop. So I pretty much gave up. And then we came out with a burn. So I said, okay, what do I got to lose? So I put 3 burn around my navel, about a half inch around from my navel. I took and started drinking roughly about 180 ounces of water. I chose to try to do 200 ounces of water for 50. There's a smart water, they call it. And I bought 4 of them a day. And my goal was to drink all 4 of those in a day, which wasn't hard to do. Well, as of this morning, when I got on those scales, I'm at 257. So it works. About 10 months, I've basically, 9.5, almost 10 months, I've dropped from a size 56 pair of jeans. They were tight. I mean, they were really tight. My wife bought them for me last Christmas, and you know, I had to suck my belly in to put them on. She probably should have bought me 58s, but I told her 56s, and they were tight. Well, today, I'm basically 44s will fall off. I'm just about a quarter of an inch, maybe not even a quarter of an inch, from getting into a size 42. So this works. I put a CBD on the bottom. I put 3 around the top. It physically works. I use the food freshness card, one on my back, one in my seat. I set on them. I have them in my bunk. I have them in my pillow. I have them in my king size bed at home on my side and my wife's side. I've got them literally wrapped around my 2 water heaters. I have 2 50-gallon water heaters. I've got them wrapped around there. I've got it wrapped around the coil that goes onto my ice maker. I have them in my garage. I have them even in my return air ducts. You'd be surprised at how good that air and how it's fresh. But the water, my hair is silky. My skin is extremely nice. It physically works. That's the beauty part about this technology. It has multiple ways of helping you. The wow works. All these crazy drivers out here on the roads, I don't get aggravated like I used to. You know, they can come from a third lane and come all the way across. Well, I'm calm. I see better. I physically think better, have better clarity. The immunity, I go all over the country. I don't get, very, very rarely do I get sick using the immunity. Every single thing we have, the Nitro, I'm 62 years old. I can outwork most 30 years old. I feel like I'm 30. It's just, I'm full. You know how the little Energizer bunny rabbit just keeps on going and going and going? Well, I feel like that little Energized bunny. I just keep on going and going and going and going. So with that, Richard, do we have anybody that's pressed 1? We got anybody new?
No one else has pressed 1. No one else has pressed 1. There's a couple I don't know that have just jumped on, though.
Well, let's open them up and see if we can talk to them.
Okay, they just jumped on in the last few minutes here. 4665, 4665. Let us know your name and who invited you to the call. Or I just don't know you, so let me know you anyway.
Hello.
Can
we have? My name is Gary. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We can. You guys know
me. Hey, Jan, how are you? Yes, we do.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, thank you. Looking forward to Monday, if you will.
Yeah, you got any testimonials yet?
not that I can directly attribute
excuse me. I'm working. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to cough in your ear. I'm
Take
working
some
wow on. I've got the refrigerator piece in the fridge. It extends the life. I need to call back in, I guess. I'm going to choke in your ear.
I'll just put you on mute. Just press one when you get back on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jan. Go ahead. I didn't look up at the part of the list where we had our numbers. My mistake. Okay. 6554, 6554.
Six,
we just
five,
opened
five,
your mic.
Four. Hi, my name's Gary. Who are we speaking to?
You know me, Elizabeth. You just haven't talked
hey,
to me.
Hey, Elizabeth. yes, ma'am.
Hi,
it's been a couple of weeks. How are you?
I know. Well, I'm doing well. You know, just keeping on sticking and re-sticking. I haven't been out very much. It's been pretty cold here, and it's just kind of like me to just, you know, stay in and try to stay warm. I've been burning my wood fire and haven't been out, you know, talking very much to people. So that's just kind of my story. But all is well
yes,
with
ma'am.
Me. I mean, I've got 14 patches on, and I just keep on, you know, putting them on, and I change them. I've kind of got myself a regimen. I change them. I go for a week. That's 7 days. That's 3.5 days for each set of patches, and I just get there and take them off and take my bath and put them back on again, and you know, it just really works for me. I just haven't been out very much and been in very much in touch with very many people. So that's
well,
kind of where I've been.
The weather y'all been getting and Lord's not been good to y'all over there in Oklahoma. You've had a lot of snow
well,
and ice. So
no,
it's
well,
understandable.
Not really. There has been a little bit of that, but not real recently. We've had some rains and I live out in the country, so I have dirt roads, and when it rains a lot, you don't want to slide around out there on those roads. But
no,
so
ma'am.
I've been staying in quite a bit. But I'm very, very happy with my product, and you know, enjoy it every day. I've gotten to where I listen to some of these Saturday sessions that you've had. These people are wonderful. They really give you so many great ideas about more things you can do with these products. It's almost
yes,
endless the things that you can really do with them. So I'm getting on to where I'm doing, like, you know, sitting on the food freshness card, and I put it in my bath, and I just have, you know, keep on discovering new things all the time.
Yeah,
so,
and I suggest everybody get on the Saturday call, because, you know, they say things over in the, basically in the England and United Kingdom and Australia. They say things that we can't say. So we,
I know.
And if you're on it live, you can hear it, and then before we have to edit it out. So it makes a huge, it makes a huge difference to be on all these calls, because you will hear a tremendous. I mean, it's just unreal what you learn from the calls.
And I don't understand why people won't do that. You know, I have several people that are actively using the product, but I cannot seem to get them to, you know, to tune into these calls. I don't know whether they're just afraid to, or whether they, you know, think they might have to commit to something. I don't know, but I just keep telling them, look, you know, there's so much to learn. Every week I learn something new.
Yes,
and,
ma'am, and
you know,
you've been doing frequencies for you've been doing frequencies for a number of years.
25 years. I wrote
25.
Yeah. I wrote a paper in 1997. I wrote a paper about frequencies, and I kind of had it back in my stash of old stuff, you know, that you keep. And I found it recently, and I go, wow. I didn't even really realize that it had been that long. And I'm very much involved in Chinese medicine and acupuncture, which also, you know, goes right along with that whole idea of electromagnetic frequencies. And it's just, it all fits. It's just, it fits. It's beautiful. And I'm, even at my advanced age, I'm happy that I found you, you know, in this last, what has it been, 3 or 4 months now? So,
yes, ma'am.
You know, all good things just keep happening. So,
well, I thank you so much for calling in. I mean, well, and we appreciate it all. We thank you so much for calling in. You are definitely a blessing to us and our company, and you're viable. You know, we value you. You're
well,
a tremendous
you.
Team, a teammate, and we thank you so much.
Well, I'm the beneficiary, believe it, and I'm grateful for you all that you crossed my path and that I was able to, you know, connect with you, and greater things will be coming. We'll get a little. Get back out of this winter time and get back into spring, and everything will be renewing.
Yes, ma'am. I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for calling
in
tonight. We appreciate
it. You bet.
Thank you.
You bet. Yes. Bye-bye.
Okay. Jan is back. Hold on, Gary. Jan is back here.
Yeah, can you believe it? I didn't choke to death.
Wonderful.
Something that I'd like to know, and I heard it referenced on one of the calls, there's a particular type of adhesive tape that some of you guys buy at your local pharmacy, I think, and I didn't catch the kind it was. And sometimes I'll have a patch that for whatever reason isn't wanting to stick, or I've just bothered it too much that it doesn't want to stick. Anyway, I want to have something a little stronger. Do you guys know what that is, what that tape is that they were referencing on that call the other day?
Well, you can use sports tape or you can use paper tape.
You don't know the one that was used on the call.
Richard, do you remember which?
Jay, I can send you a photo of the one Joy bought for the two of us. It's a 3M tape. I think it's Transpor or something like that.
Okay.
It's a clear paper tape.
And easy on, easy off, but it adheres well.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially if you don't shave your hairs off. You'll always remember those. It's a character building day when you're going to remove that one.
Oh, I love a sense of humor. Anyway, I do find that the burn, now this is something I feel that I can't say I'm losing weight. I just know I'm not hungry. I'm not wanting to raid the refrigerator or the pantry. I know eventually it will mean a loss of weight. But I really don't, I don't crave all of the stuff that I was craving. Now, periodically, maybe I will, and maybe it's more of an intellectual decision. Gee, I haven't had one of those in forever, so maybe I'll have one. And surprisingly for me, now this won't be for everybody, but for me, those things that, you know, I used to be crazy about and now I'm trying again, they don't have that same level of appeal. So I like the burn patch. and a lot, and that's not all. I like, what's the one that increases the oxygen?
Nitric oxide.
Yes. I like that patch because I have some issues in that area and don't, I just like to keep my oxygen levels up, and it seems to give me more energy. And I, you know, we sort of go back and forth between the burn. Is it the burn that's giving me the energy, or is it the nitro? Whatever it is, I'm grateful for it. I haven't had the need to nap in the afternoon. I don't fall asleep in front of the TV. I actually can tell you the storyline of a movie that I've watched last night. Don't test me on this, Richard. last night, I've been awake for the whole movie, if you will. I had years ago watched Howard's End in a movie, in a theater. Don't know if anybody's ever watched that. It was, they have it on Netflix, and I couldn't have told you anything about the storyline. I watched it last night, and of course it's far more recent than the time I watched it years ago, but I never could tell you anything about the storyline before. I just liked the setting and the period piece that it was. Last night I understood and had followed the storyline, and it's a fascinating movie, but it's also, it's nice to remember it. And that's another issue of, well, let's say age-related issue. If it's not tripping me as I go out the door, I don't necessarily remember it. So I enjoy anything that helps me understand that memory is getting better as opposed to worse. And maybe that's some areas, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just me, maybe it's everybody. But it's certainly worth a try. Whichever route you want to go down, you ought to try these products. They really have efficacy, where they look like a little tiny sticker, and they're cute until you have 7 or 8 of them. I've never put more than 4 on at a time. a vanity thing, you know, you don't want a bunch of stickers hanging outside your clothes. But I love what I'm sensing with these products, the impact on me. And that has nothing to do with actually having to go to a pharmacy and pick up a prescription for hydrocodone, which is what I get to do. And I'm still not out of the pain, but I'm looking forward to a time when there is greater pain relief, and I think that will build up over time. What do you think about that, Richard? Is that a fact or is that fiction?
I think that's fact. I agree. I concur.
Ah, very good. I like it when people concur.
From another famous movie.
Now, which movie was that? I don't know it.
Catch Me If You Can.
I didn't see it. No wonder I don't remember it. See,
you can put that
frankly,
on your list.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
We've seen that one a few times. Joy is going to text you a photo of the roll of film, the roll of tape that we have here. Too many years in the film industry here, the roll of tape. So.
Gotcha. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate all you guys do. It's not easy doing this kind of a call on an everyday basis, and kudos to all of you for putting this together. And I'm looking forward to the 3 o'clock call on Saturday. If you guys will send me the notification that you've been sending me every week. Huh?
11 a.m.
The 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
Oh, 11. See, I would have had it wrong. I would have missed it.
Joy will send it out, so you'll get that ahead of time. I haven't gotten the email on it yet, but we'll probably get it tomorrow, and I'll send it out. So.
Okay. Appreciate it. Appreciate all you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jane. By the way, Gary, I've told Joy she has to go to a different letter in the alphabet to recruit. We have besides Joy, we have Janice, Jane, and Jan. So that's enough.
Oh,
there's 26 other letters in the alphabet. Move on.
Yeah. Well, we have anybody new, Richard, or is everybody still?
Nope, that was it.
Okie doke. Well, let's wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank each and every single one of you for tuning in tonight. You are, those of you that called in, you're a valuable asset to this team. We appreciate each and every single one of you. We thank you so much. Now, Saturday morning, everybody should try to be on that 11 a.m. call. You learn so much on that Saturday morning call. So we ask everybody try to get on that Saturday morning call. And I just want to thank each and every single one of you from the bottom of my heart for taking the time to be here. We thank you, and I want to sign out and say God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Good night.
Goodbye. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Irv. We'll be back Saturday night at 8 p.m.
Yes.